your details for that one.
So yeah, Ryan, after a car, aren't you, Ryan? There's a good reason, which we're going to cover.
Yeah, yeah, I'm actually looking right now as we speak. I'm actually texting
Ryan
someone.
Is desperate for an automatic car, and there's a good reason for why Ryan is desperate for an automatic car.
Desperate, is that the right word? Desperate.
Well, you're in physical
need.
I'm in need. Physical need.
Yeah.
Of an automatic car, which we will come on to. A very key component of an automatic car is that...
You only need 1 foot.
You don't have to change gear. You only need 1 foot.
Yeah, that's the key attribute to a...
that's the key.
The difference between...
We'll come on to that. But yeah, Ryan, we're back and we're not in the usual... We're not in the usual fellow's household.
No, we're in my household now.
It's probably nice for you to have me come to you for a change.
Yeah, I mean, you know, to be honest, the journey's not too bad either way. But yeah, it's a little different, I guess.
Okay, change of scenery.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, it's nice to see you. Today's show, then, we've got...
Oh, yeah, you've got a little tan on as well, I just recognised.
Yeah.
I think it looked red. I'm guessing you was red when it first happened.
This is brown. This is just the strange lighting in this room.
Right.
I've got a nice depth. I'm not quite caught up with you yet. I needed another day or so for that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've just got back from holiday this week. Which was very nice. Nice 30-degree heat in Cyprus.
Nice.
Lots of calories and all that jazz.
That's what it's needed, right? It's needed sometimes. Should we start some music and then we'll jump back in?
Well, we're going to talk about the show first.
Oh, okay.
This is the introduction. You've gone early.
Yeah, just in case you forgot.
He's gone early.
Right, yeah.
You can't rush into things, otherwise you
is
end up...
Is it recording as well?
Yes, right.
Yeah, it's just we can't see ourselves.
Just quickly, hello to everyone in YouTube land who is watching. I'll give you a wave. You guys are special. But on today's show, rather aptly, we're going to be talking about how to recover from injuries.
Yes.
Ryan's very experienced in injury recovery.
Well,
he will talk you through the, you know, he'll work on it and how to work around it, train around it, everything you need to consider, because it does happen. Accidents happen.
Actually, they do actually happen.
Also, we're going to be talking about a couple of features, a supplement feature, You Know What's Up, where we're going to be talking about collagen today, aren't we, Ryan?
Yeah, just touching on it. Not much.
Not too much, but it's an interesting one.
Yeah.
We've got Techers Talk, where we're going to be talking. Do you like these names of the
techers,
features?
Techers, I love it.
I was thinking of calling it Technique Talk, but I thought Techers Talk.
Is a lot better.
Yeah, Techer Talk.
It's more urban.
More urban. Yeah, see, that's why I've got you on board with the show.
Exactly.
You bring up the urban demographic.
We have to, you know, mix and blend.
We appeal to a very broad audience.
Exactly.
So we're going to be talking some gym technique to do with leg extensions in particular. Does it matter how you position your feet?
I wonder.
We will discuss. And all the usual stuff, what we've overheard in the gym of late or not, in some cases for some people, and a bit of sport to finish to keep it light. Keep it light, Ryan.
Exactly.
Got to stay light. Light on your feet, you know, nimble. Exactly. Nimble, like your good self.
I mean, some people don't like sport, but hearing it from us, it might just feel, oh, wow, I need to listen. I need to watch some basketball. I need to start watching football because we make it exciting.
Interestingly, though, we are going to be talking about a sport that some of you may not have been exposed to. A new sport that is seemingly taking the world by storm at the moment.
It
so
is.
You've got to listen in for this one, guys, because it's going to be a good show. But without further ado, I feel like I should bring the tunage, that very familiar sound, the comforting sound, if you will, of the Pose Down introduction. And do we rap anymore? Have we stopped rapping?
I mean, it depends, I guess.
It's dangerous, isn't it?
Have you got one?
Have I got one? I don't think I have one.
Nope.
Do you have one? Does anyone have one?
Nope, I don't have one today. Not today.
Not today. We need to prior planning on this.
Yeah, I might script one out for next
time. Ooh, that would be good.
Yeah.
Do you remember when I actually went to effort of actually writing
actually,
words?
Let's script. Well, okay, on the next episode, right, what we need to do, we'll script it, yeah, and we'll do our little rap. And then we need someone to vote, do like a voting system on who they thought was best.
Well, I can clip it out for Instagram so you can then get a vote done.
Yeah, 100%. We'll do that.
And do you get points for like camera work? Because obviously it'll be video, so you need to, like, maybe you have to...
Well, we look into the camera type
thing. You could get a large clock. in the style of Flavor Flav, or you could wear all added.
Retro. Wear my watch over there.
You could wear your giant swole clock watch.
I could wear that.
Or you could wear all Adidas in the style of Run DMC.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of different options when it comes to attire for rap.
We could use it as lyric to start off with.
Okay.
And then I'll do a vote maybe on like a post or maybe a stories.
Yes.
Yeah, stories probably work well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we could talk at length about the many ways in which you could use social media.
Yes.
Do you think that would be a good show? Maybe educating our listeners on how to get the most out of their social media?
I think so. Yeah, I think for maybe the fitness industry.
Or in any business.
But we'll kind of like talk about the fitness and then we can kind of like, you know, anyone can use that same kind of strategy.
Yeah, guys, do let us know if you think that would be a good topic for a pose down, because Ryan and I have very large amounts of experience.
I probably could talk forever probably yourself
in marketing. We both kind of work in marketing in our own different ways, but
what do you reckon about this car here?
Yeah, not really sure. I don't know if you want to show the camera. Ryan is Ryan's biggest concern at the moment is car shopping. Now this pleases me greatly, because I've known Ryan for 7 years.
Yeah, go on.
Maybe longer.
Longer, 2012,
maybe. So coming on for pretty much about eight years now. Yeah. 8 years. When I first met you, you were driving. Can you please put the phone down, Ryan? You're on camera.
Just having a look at this bit. Yeah, go on. Crack on.
You were driving an old 3 Series with a... The spoiler on the back did not...
Old school 3 Series.
Old school 3 Series. The spoiler on the back did not even stay attached. Yeah? You could lift it up. Yeah?
I had to glue it down.
Did the boot even lock? I don't even know. I can't remember.
No, the boot locked. It's just that it worked.
And then now you've got a 5 Series, an old 5 Series that has broken down in you how many times?
Only once.
No, it's like twice. It's definitely twice.
No, once it's broken down.
It's
tires have blown on it. It's broken down once. Okay, it's an engine trouble.
You've had various problems with it, and so I'm delighted to hear.
It's still alive though.
I'm delighted to hear that Ryan is car shopping for a brand new car.
Oh yeah, actually, I forgot to sell that car, haven't I? But anyway, that's another topic.
That is not. Yeah, yeah. That's not even a story for the podcast.
No.
But Ryan is shopping for a new car, guys. He's been forced into doing this, and I am delighted. Obviously, the reason he's been forced into doing it, I'm not delighted about. And that is pretty much the subject of today's show. It is injury recovery. And Ryan is just showing to the camera there his boot. What is that, Ryan? That is not a Back to the Future boot.
Well, to be honest, I see it as a quad boot. So what it does, it builds my quads. So all I have to do is sit here and do leg extensions with it. And it builds up my left quad. So you don't need to go... you don't need a leg extension. You know, we're going to be talking about that a little bit later But you don't actually need a leg extension machine. All you need is a big space boot on your foot. And you sit here doing leg extensions. Simple as.
So I guess that before we catch up on everything else we've all been up to, you can't really ignore the fact that, Ryan, what have you done, Ryan?
This boot's called a Vaco Ped.
Yeah, but what have you broken down there?
I have broken the biggest tendon in the body.
Oh, epic tendon.
It takes a lot of stress on the daily. And it's quite common, actually. It's actually quite common for it to happen. I didn't actually know this. So for people that are overweight or that play sports, jump, that do anything explosive, it's quite a common injury. Only because I've got it, and then people have always... I've had loads of people message me about it. And so it's quite common. So I've snapped, you know, in layman's terms, my Achilles tendon. So that big, thick tendon on the back of your foot...
That giant...
which connects it to your ankle.
I'm feeling mine now.
That supports your whole weight. Two of them support your whole weight. Has snapped. Right through it. It wasn't a partial, it was straight through. Like you break a Twix biscuit.
Twix biscuit.
I haven't had Twix for ages.
Kit Kat, you could break a Kit Kat.
Yeah. So it snapped right through. And I did this playing football. So something that obviously...
What an idiot.
Something that I haven't been doing for a long time. But it was like my third or fourth week playing. But what happened, the first few weeks I was playing on grass, which was fine. Then the club, this club, they...
It's their fault.
They decided to go on a hard surface because of the floodlight. There was floodlights available. So it was hard. It was real, real hard, actually. Old school AstroTurf, if you don't know what it is. It's like a sandy surface where you can play hockey on. So we played on that. And I didn't feel anything. It was very hard ground, though. That was the only difference. And I went to receive the ball on like a half turn where, you know, you're going to control the ball. As soon as I put my left foot down to balance the body, it literally, the sound was like this. Just like that. And someone thought they, like, someone kicked me or something. You know, I said, no, nothing happened.
It's like a cracking
sound. Yeah,
it's
like a big crack and a thud. And I looked down at my feet. Nothing. There was no pain. I just quickly dropped to the floor because I didn't want to put any more pressure on it.
Is it like this sort of sound?
Do it again? Yeah, like that. So people heard it from the other side of the pitch. It was very loud. So I sat down on the floor, and my first thing I said was, someone get me some painkillers. Because I had a feeling.
Waiting.
I was waiting for it, because at that time I was thinking my adrenaline was just in my body, you know, blocking that pain. So I'm thinking, right, quickly, someone get me some painkillers. Neither of them came. The painkillers didn't come.
And the pain.
And the pain didn't come. So,
well, that's all right then.
Yeah, yeah. So it was 15 minutes to the end of the training session. So I can imagine my Achilles was going through a lot in that 45 minutes.
I mean, you were weighing what? Over 100 kilos?
I would say so, yeah. And even after that, I felt my other Achilles and it was sore. So it was like really sore. So I was thinking,
imagine if you do both at the same time. It'd be hilarious.
Oh my God. It wouldn't be I would laugh. I'll be in a wheelchair, basically. Literally be in a wheelchair. So,
I could not believe it when I saw it.
So at that time, I had to ring, I rang my mum.
You actually rang your mum?
Yeah, yeah, I had to.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's like default setting.
Yeah.
Mum.
Yeah. Laura, she was working at the time, so
you rang your mum,
and the kids were here, so I had to ring someone to take me to the hospital. But luckily enough, one of the guys that were there said, "Look, I'll take you, and your mum can meet you there later to drop you back."
Can I imagine your mum be like, "Ryan, what have you done? What have you done now?"
She's not really like that. She's like, "What happened?" Anyway, so I'm there, and it's drama. She was trying to push me on a wheelchair because they put me in a wheelchair just to obviously escort me around the A&E part. And my mum's there trying to push me up this hill.
Oh my God. It's like something
And it's going backwards on her. I was like, you're going to damage my other Achilles here or damage yourself.
It's like something from a comedy sketch show.
It was. Literally, if I had to record it.
A giant bodybuilder.
It would have gone viral.
Going backwards with his mum trying to push him up.
That would have gone viral.
Incredible.
Yeah. So right at the moment, I've got my boot on. And
yeah, well,
yeah,
and if you've followed on from the last episode, we were talking about getting to Olympia, and definitely I can probably definitely say Ryan will not be getting to Olympia this year.
If they said to me, look,
we've got a category for one-legged people.
Now, if they said, like, Ryan, you have to do it, or someone's life,
you will lose your IFBB. Not even then.
No, I don't know about that, but I mean, if it was a bit something more drastic,
gun to your head,
I could actually get myself in decent shape. I'll tell you now, I could still get myself in shape for it if, say, COVID and all this aeroplane stuff, I could get myself into shape for it.
No, yeah, there's no excuse great enough to not be in shape.
No, because I can still hobble to the gym.
We've all seen, and there's a bodybuilding category at Olympia with guys in wheelchairs, so no one can say there's an excuse.
No, but exactly. And what I'm saying is, by the time that comes, I'll be in a trade, I can walk on it anyway.
Yeah.
It's just the prep in between now and then. Say if there was no COVID and we could get there and stuff, I could probably still get myself in shape, but not obviously where I want to, but I could still get on stage and be worthy because I could still get myself to the gym and train my upper body.
Yeah.
The cardio wise, I'll just kind of just
dial it in more when you can.
Dial it in more and just walk around. Mate, these crutches it's hard work.
Triceps must be banging right now.
Not even that, just your chest as well.
Permanent decline chest press.
Yeah, literally just like always digging away.
Maybe that's the secret.
Do you want me to snap yours? No.
No, just give me the crutches, it'll be fine.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah. But yeah, if I had to, like, and I could do it, but I mean, it's now with obviously COVID and the whole situation, it's just not worth it.
So yeah, that's where Ryan has been, or not been, as the case may be, just hopping around the house.
Hobbling around.
Hopping mad.
I can put pressure down on it now. But the best advice I would say, if this ever happens to anyone, just try and stay positive, because you're in that situation and you can't do anything about it. You know, if there was a time machine, great. But there's no time machine. Just get on with it.
Well, look, we're going to come on to a bit of injury recovery shortly, so we can cover a bit more of that coming up. But so I have been on holiday. Before that,
see, you can see that tan.
The depth, that beautiful depth of tan.
How long was you out there for?
9 days.
Why not 10 days?
Just because I left on the Saturday morning and came back on the Monday, and I just didn't want to. So I didn't want to put the strain on my business to be out there for too long.
So a day.
So I don't know why.
Monday's like a good start, I guess.
The fact that I came back to work on the Tuesday means that I've only had a 4-day week. That's a nice feeling.
It's a bit of a...
love that bank holiday feeling.
Right.
So that was good. Travel was was easy. In and out of airports, no problem.
Is it quite quick, is it?
Super quick. Honestly, you'd think there'd be more systems in place. There are no systems in place.
But is there less people traveling?
Yeah.
That's probably why, I guess.
Yeah. On the plane, we had like row to ourselves and so on. They space you out.
Right. Yeah.
Everyone's wearing
them. So you're socially distanced on the plane?
Yeah, as much as you can be. Yeah. You've still got people in front and behind you.
So you're breathing the same air, aren't you?
But supposedly they've done tests to say that the way the filtration works and the way the speed of which that the air is taken out of the plane means that you're like more likely to get struck by lightning than catch COVID on a plane, apparently.
Right.
Okay. They've done more and more tests on this now. Oh, okay. So it is actually pretty good, as long as everyone's wearing their masks as well.
So did you have to wear a mask?
Yeah, from start to finish. In one airport, mask on. Out the other airport, mask on.
I see.
Crazy.
Yeah. But the flight wasn't long though, was it?
4.5 hours.
That's long enough.
And then 5 hours back.
You must have had a little cheeky.
You're allowed to take it down to eat.
You occasionally
just drop it below the nose for a little bit of like cooler air.
Yeah, I was going to say that because 4.5 hours is a long time.
Yeah, mask wearing. I mean, it's where we're at. I was out in London today. Everyone wears masks.
What's your thoughts on masks, by the way?
I mean, yeah, it's got to help, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It's got to help. Yeah. And the people that don't wear them are just idiots, basically. Yeah, it's got to help.
Yeah, it's got to do something.
Of course it does.
I mean, it's not, I wouldn't say it's not 100% bulletproof.
No, of course it's not. It's not.
It's not.
You're still touching. You're still.
But it's got to help in a way.
Massively helps.
Yeah. And if you're talking about a whole population doing it,
yeah,
it's going to help.
So guys, play the game.
Yeah.
Play the game where you're masked.
I was saying to someone the other day, but he disagrees. But anyway.
It's not your flat earther friend, is
it?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah,
what is
it?
So Ryan's got a friend who's like a flat earther.
Everything that goes.
He pulls out the Bible to win an argument. And now we hear that he doesn't wear a mask.
Yeah.
Is he going to be protected by God instead, basically?
He doesn't believe in the government and doesn't trust them. Anyway.
I mean, no one's trusting the government at the moment. Yeah. But yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
That is another subject. So where are we at the moment? COVID. We're into these different lockdowns in different areas. Liverpool, Manchester being in severe lockdown modes. Although, in the last couple of days, gyms have been taken off that. So gyms are now open everywhere, regardless of severe lockdown.
I think that's down to maybe, like you said, the mental side of it. I still think people contract it in the gyms.
I think the cases are a lot lower there than everywhere else.
I don't. No one knows that. That's the thing. No one actually knows that. So no one can actually state that fact because you, like, in when you actually think about it, you don't actually know where you pick things up. You don't know. If someone had a virus, where did that person get?
Yeah,
don't know.
Is it.
They don't know. So no one knows. So when they say, only this many cases came from gyms, rubbish. You don't know. How do you know?
So Ryan officially staying here, shut the gyms, people.
No, I'm not.
Shut the gyms.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say shut the gyms. I said that I can see why they've kept it open for the mental side of things because it's a stress reliever. Okay. But in regards to saying don't shut it because there's no cases being contracted, that's rubbish. That's rubbish because you don't know that. No one knows that. So, but in regards to trying to counteract mental health, keep it open.
100%. I think, to be honest, the biggest effect that all this year is going to have on people is going to be on mental health. And because it's obviously unemployment is a major factor, but unemployment contributes to mental health. Not going out contributes to mental health.
Yeah, so restaurants. Yeah.
Restaurants, you know, all these things ultimately, you know, financially, all these things, everything comes back down to like happiness and mental health and all that sort of stuff.
So restaurants could have an argument, pubs could have an argument, say, well, why can't we stay open? Because people want to go out socially to interact with others. And if they're at home by themselves, they can obviously, you know, worsen their mental health. So I'm surprised they haven't said anything. You know, why are gyms open? Why is that business open and my business is not open?
I think the pub side of it is because of people get drunk and then lose their ability to distance.
Yeah, I understand that. But like restaurants?
People are just getting drunker earlier now, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, restaurants? You don't have to serve alcohol. You can.
I know. It's just, I guess it's, well, restaurants are open, aren't they? But then there's
no, not if you're tier three, no.
I just think it's the nature of inviting the public to mix with each other.
Yeah, but I mean, it's the same with the gym. You see what I mean? I'm not.
No, I get it. Yeah. I get it with the gym, but then maybe it's a bit more distance in certain gyms, or there's more wiping down. People are consciously wiping down in gyms. You don't do that at a restaurant.
You don't, but people, the restaurant, the tables wipe down after every person.
And supposedly they bring the food to you and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
But with the gym, you've got a number of people walking around everywhere anyway. I mean, is it even, I wouldn't say it's safer.
Look, clearly they don't know what's best. We don't know what's best. Ultimately, we're in the shit.
Look, this is what this is what I've said, right? And I've said, like, do have a plan. So a strategy plan where you do two, where every business can open for 2 weeks. Then you shut off for 2 weeks. Then you open for 2 weeks. Then you shut, and it all just keep. It's like, I don't want to give that explanation. It's like, you know, you're trying to keep levels low enough so you can people can still get money as a business. You can still get the economy running through 2 weeks of going at it, and then people catch the virus in that 2 weeks. Then they stay in their asses at home for 2 weeks, and then go back out again for 2 weeks.
It's a nice idea,
or 3 weeks, whatever.
It's a nice idea, but ultimately the main reason we all know that lockdowns aren't going on is because of the economy.
Yeah. So stagger it.
Anyway, look, Ryan.
But can you see the theory behind it?
I can see the theory behind it, like kind of open, close vibe. Yeah. But I don't know. Look, people haven't come listening to this podcast for Ryan's answer to COVID.
I think people are quite interested in this. You'd be surprised.
Do you know, let me be brief.
Give me a comment below, guys, or thumbs up, whatever, wherever you're watching this, YouTube.
Let me give you a brutally honest response that everyone else can resonate with. Is that we're all just fucking fed up of it.
Yeah, it's true. Right, let's move on.
Fucking bored of talking about it. It's the only thing we all talk about.
Because it's going to be with us for the next year.
I'm sure you're all with me, guys. We're all fucking sick of talking about it. So let's talk about something different.
Let's move on now.
In fact, let's just talk about your fucking stupid injury that has stopped you getting to Olympia. Yeah.
Why are you whispering?
I don't know, because I'm feeling emotive.
Oh, okay. So, point. What are we talking about? Injuries.
Yes, injuries.
So, obviously, this is a tendon issue. So, with an Achilles, it takes a lot longer for it to recover because the blood supply is a lot lower. If I'd broken my bone or tore a muscle, there's a lot more blood supply in that area. So, the recovery period is a lot quicker. So, in regards to this, it's a tendon, and it's actually the biggest tendon in your body. Sweet. So, you can imagine.
Smashed it, mate.
Yeah, smashed it.
Top of the game.
top of the pops. But you like that one?
Top of the pops. Yeah. Because it popped.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Oh, you just clocked that.
Snap, crackle, and pop over there. Yeah,
exactly. So, the biggest tendon, and obviously it's going to take a lot longer to recover. So, I have to keep really visual and concentrate on three things. All right, nutrition, recover, rest, and the rehab side in regards to like movement and stuff.
So this obviously applies to any injury now.
Yes, exactly. Any injury. So in regards to mine, I've been obviously advised, and I kind of know, anyway, but advised to make sure I eat well. All right. So I'm not like dieting or anything. Just make sure I'm eating healthy.
Adapting your protein at all?
Protein. I've basically kept protein the same because I eat a lot of protein anyway. And I'm not training as vigorously. So I kind of just counter. If I was training vigorously and had this, I would have to up it. But because it's kind of come down from the training, but I still need to utilize that protein for the injury, I'm kind of just having the
same. So a normal person who gets injured, are they wise to consume a bit more protein then? Does it play a big effect in recovering the body?
Yeah, the amino acids that they contribute to the recovery and I guess tissue repair.
It's no different to trying to build muscle.
You need protein. It's the same thing. You're breaking down tissues, muscle fiber.
You've broken down your fiber better than anyone could ever imagine.
So now it needs to grow. And the only skin, hair, tissue, fibrous tissue, bones, all need protein. So I'm going to keep it the same. So it's still higher. I'm going to be utilizing obviously from food, but obviously from supplementation as well, because it helps just to get an extra, that added extra protein just with a couple mouthfuls of protein, really quick, easy, and it delivers quick. So I've got a little stack here on the table. If you're on YouTube, you may be able to see this, but I've got two different proteins here from Cytec, both near enough the same. They just carry a different number of amino acids. I generally have the red one.
Just the standard 100% whey?
Yeah, protein professional whey. And it has an abundance of all the EAAs, the essential amino acids.
Any good whey protein product really should have a good profile of aminos.
Yeah, I mean, I would say so, definitely. Just the flavor on this is really nice, I must say, the mixability. And it tastes really nice, especially if you put it with ice and, you mix it properly. Sometimes I put oats in it, but at the moment, I'm trying to keep the carbs a little bit lower than normal. So I'm just having a protein. So every morning, all I have is 2 scoops of protein with ice.
So because you're less active, obviously conscious of gaining, it's a bit like when footballers retire. For some reason, I think of Les Ferdinand.
You have a look at him now, right?
They retire, these guys.
Or Razor Ruddock.
Yeah. He wasn't exactly thin to begin
with. That's true, yeah.
But you get really athletic footballers. They retire, but they just keep eating like they used to. They have the same appetite, but without the training.
Yeah.
And they just get fatter and they get on the alcohol. They just get fatter and fatter and fatter. So for you, obviously, a bit like that, you've stopped the training, you've stopped the movement. So therefore, you've got to adjust your diet accordingly.
Yeah, so I mean, I still train 5-6 days a week, but I just do about six sets on pull-ups or push-ups or resistant band stuff every morning. It takes about 20 minutes. So I do something, but it's still not as vigorous as a normal hour and a bit training session. So I've adapted my food intake a little bit in terms of carbohydrates mainly. Protein, like I said, stayed the same. Carbs, I've lowered it. I mean, I do dabble in the chocolates here and there, and
hence why I brought you some. Yeah,
yeah, and we've got a few biscuits and stuff like that I have now and again, but most of the time it is literally I have a little bit of carbs in the lunch and maybe a little bit of dinner, but not much whatsoever. Protein is high. I do have a few fats like avocados and stuff like that because it's not just about obviously how much I'm having. It's about now having healthy stuff rather than dieting. So healthy food and diet food is a little bit different. Okay, so I'm having a lot more fruits. So I have the strawberries, my blueberries, my bananas, raspberries. So I'm keeping on top of the fruit, having a lot of fruit. Strawberries as well, really good for recovery. And yeah, so that's the food side. So I'm really eating more healthy rather than
low calorie.
Yeah. So
I think that's quite interesting, actually, because
I mean, I am getting carbs from fruits, but not the starchy carbs.
But when you'll experience this with personal training clients, you get someone that says, "Oh, I eat really healthily, and I eat loads of fruit, and I have a whole avocado." We've said this on the podcast before. I eat a whole avocado a day. I have loads of nuts. I have fruits and all that stuff. These are healthy foods.
Very healthy. Yeah.
They're very healthy. But they are calorific.
Yes.
And so therefore you stack all those up, you add all that up in your MyFitnessPal or whatever like that, you will see why you're not losing weight.
Yeah, exactly.
So therefore for you right now, you're not hugely conscious about being shredded. You just want to be healthy.
No, I still want to keep my abs. I've still got my abs. So I'm probably about 12 or 13% body fat. So I keep myself looking lean, but not like shredded. And
you're defined, you're not shredded.
Yeah, exactly. So I make sure that I'm fine, still finding that balance where I'm not overeating, but I'm getting enough of the good stuff in to help speed up my recovery. If I can increase my recovery time, decrease my recovery time, is that what you look at? When you quicken it by 2 or 3 weeks, then yeah. I'm happy.
Of course.
Yeah, exactly.
Why wouldn't you if you're capable of doing it?
Yeah. So like I said, these supplements here are important. So the whey protein I have every morning, and then I have a scoop at night time as well. 2 scoops, so 4 scoops a day at the moment. I would normally actually have 6, but because I'm not having a post-workout shake after an exercise. But anyway, so that, I haven't taken these because I'm not really training, but EEA is good if you're obviously training and you want to take something as you're training. This here is key for me, so...
We're going to come on to this properly in a minute, aren't we?
Oh, and we're not doing it now?
Yeah, we're going to do it now. But
okay.
We'll finish the recovery bit first.
Yeah, this is part of the recovery.
Yeah, collagen.
Yeah, so collagen. This is liquid form, so it's broken down. So literally it's like hydrolyzed, it's straight in your body. So I have this I've actually just started this. So a capful in about 250 ml of water. It's really nice, actually. Wild berry flavor.
Interesting.
Yeah, you can have a dose. Smell it. Actually, smell it.
Knock it back.
Yeah, smell it.
So yeah, we might as well segue into that part of the show known as You Know What's Up. If you want to say that in a kind of cool way.
You know what's up.
Yeah, I'll keep that. I'll take that out.
Yeah, have a smell. So Chris is just having a smell of it.
Yeah, it smells all right.
Yeah, so you mix that with water. It's quite a nice flavour. It's quite refreshing.
Quite refreshing.
Yeah.
Maybe a nice summer's drink with ice.
No, serious. Yeah, so we're in that.
Has it got a special lid on it? Because if you drink too much of it, it'll mess you up.
Oh, maybe. Is that a click?
Yeah, it's a special lid. It's not. I don't know.
No, I don't think so. I think it's just really, like I say, it doesn't leak.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want that business going everywhere.
No, especially...
It looks like medicine, like with a special lid thing.
Yeah.
It looks like a giant bottle of Calpol. Do you remember that?
Yes, we've got plenty of that
in
the cupboard.
Do they still have really sugary Calpol, or do you have
It's real nice.
Because don't they do like a...
I've got some in the cupboard. You want some?
Do you know what? It might help me. Because, interesting injuries. Yeah. I have a mystery injury, and I have a feeling I know what it is, but I'm not sure.
You're pointing toward your chest. Yes.
So... When I was on holiday,
COVID?
I hope not.
You're in the house.
When I was on holiday, snorkeling, during one snorkel session, halfway through, I felt like a pain in my chest.
What, sharp pain?
Yeah, a little bit, dull. But I could feel it when I was moving a little bit. So I wasn't sure.
Trapped it.
Affected my breathing a bit.
Right, okay.
And it was fine. And then everything didn't...
You got your COVID test, didn't you?
Yeah. So I'm all good. All
right. Yeah, okay.
It was all fine.
Yeah.
This was Wednesday. And then I got home, and obviously it's a bit cold here. I woke up on Tuesday morning, and I've still got this bit of a pain in my chest.
Is it when you breathe in,
Yeah.
What, even now?
At the very peak.
Oh, that's weird, yeah.
And also if I kind of bend down a little bit on the right-hand side. Yeah. Now I look this
up. That's like nerve damage.
I look this up, and I think it's like a partially collapsed lung from snorkeling.
Oh,
like there's air between the lung and the chest area, because there aren't any other muscles under the chest area.
And it was fine before you went snorkeling.
Yeah.
Oh.
But then it was fine shortly after that. There aren't any additional muscles under here that I've forgotten about, are there?
Diaphragm.
Yeah. No, but that, I don't know really.
What, there? Just pectoral.
It's not in the pec. It's like in my...
beyond it. Oh, inside of it?
Yeah, I can feel it when I breathe.
So it's definitely to do with your lungs then, isn't it?
Yeah, but people at work are like, oh no, it's definitely not that. And I'm like... Oh,
at work? You go and check with a doctor, mate.
Yeah, I know.
At work? Have you checked with anyone yet?
No, not yet.
I'll definitely go in. I'll book an appointment.
It's not like bothering me.
No, but that's exactly... Now you get onto it. Yeah, you can't do the man thing and just hold out. Yeah, you have to go and get sorted or looked at least.
Google suggests a mild case of it just sort themselves, and it's not exactly affecting my breathing.
But I mean, how long does it take to book an appointment and go into a doctor?
It's just like Do I really want to go? This is the thing as well at the moment with hospitals and stuff. People are steering clear of them, aren't they? Because
mate, it's probably one of the safest areas at the moment because when you go in, it's like you're well away from where it is. It's very like everyone everyone's proper cautious.
I'm so busy at the moment. I haven't got time for this, right?
Mate, but I mean,
I tell you what.
I think you just need, I personally think like anything to do with breathing or in that area, I would go and check out.
So I'll give it until Monday. If it's still bad by then, if it's still the same, then I'll go.
Why would you wait?
Because I literally have no time. I've got I've got so much work.
Okay, what you need to do is book though now because it's going to be a long waiting time.
Who do I book? Is it doctors or hospitals?
No, book. I mean, you could just go and walk into A&E.
Yeah.
And do it that way.
Yeah.
Or you could go and book an appointment with
a
doctor.
I have never gone to A&E once in my life.
I would say just go to A&E because you go straight in. You miss out all the doctor stuff.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And I mean, I was in A&E, obviously, and it was empty because everyone's trying to stay clear.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that. Yeah. All right, Monday then.
Just go, I mean, see how it is. And I would go in. Definitely get it checked, though, I would say.
Yeah, I will do. I mean, if it doesn't just miraculously disappear.
So when did it happen?
I felt it while swimming and then it just disappeared.
What day was that?
Last Wednesday. So over a week ago. And then it was fine. Nothing.
So straight after that, it's fine.
Yeah. Straight after I got out of the water, it was fine.
Right.
And I lay down and it was, but then I was in a hot country. So I don't know if that affected anything.
Yeah.
Then I woke up on Tuesday morning after getting back and it was like, oh, what's that? Like just came on like throughout the day.
Definitely check it. If it's getting worse as well,
it's not getting worse.
Okay.
It's not getting worse. And if anything, it's getting better.
Okay.
Because like literally the other day, it was like I bend down. It's like, oh, that's like, what the fuck kind of thing.
But you can bend down and you're fine.
Yeah, it's fine. But I know something's there.
Yeah. So maybe we said air bubble, did you say?
Yeah, I looked it up. Right. And it was like, it's got a name. I'm
snorkeling again.
It's got a name, but
Did you breathe anything in? Do you remember?
Yeah, swallowed a fish. I don't
know. Did you swallow anything?
No, of course not. I did. I obviously did dive down
quite low.
Yeah, a little bit, and you feel the pressure and everything.
Right. Yeah. So that could be one of the factors.
And then came up really quickly.
You meant to literally stagger it.
Yeah, but obviously,
I mean, if you're going real deep, because I was watching a program the other day.
It's called the bends, isn't it?
It takes them like an hour to come back up because they have depending on how deep they have to regulate the body. They stay there for like 20 minutes, and then go again. They went real deep though. They were hunting for slavery boats that have crashed and stuff. But
of course you're watching that.
Yeah, but it was a documentary. But they came up really, really slow.
Yeah.
So that because of that.
Yeah, I think I came up from the water too quick. Came up from down low too quickly, like gasping for air.
Took
a deep breath at the top. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean,
there you go. Yeah. So you weren't expecting that on the show today.
Nope, it's all fitness, I guess.
It's all
orientated.
It's all fitness related. Snorkeling, swimming, it's all the same.
Yeah.
So collagen.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. So just quickly. So this is what I'm topping up every morning. It says to do it on an empty stomach, I believe. So they said it's better on... Yeah, so...
What is collagen?
So collagen is like a protein that has...
Because it's always in like female... It's always a big deal for women.
Right. So I guess because of skin and hair
and nails. Yeah.
So
Ryan's very.
But it's for everything. It's for any human being, right? It just contains amino acids. I can't remember the names of them, but 4 amino acids that help with for connective tissue repair, strength, skin, hair, nails. So obviously my joint and joints. So obviously my joint, my Achilles.
That's connective tissue, isn't it, down there?
Massive connective. It's the biggest one as well.
The biggest connective tissue.
Yeah, so I'm just topping up on this. And obviously with my protein as well. But it has several amino acids that are directly linked with tissue repair. I think it's glycine, arginine, and 2 more others. But anyway, so... Yeah, so collagen liquid, and this gets into your system real quick. So every morning I'm going to have a dose. I might have a dose up at night as well. But can you overdose?
Can you overdose on collagen?
Yeah, can you?
That's a Google right there.
Yeah, because it did mention something about kidneys, but I wonder, does your body just get rid of it? Can you overdose on supplements?
Can you take too much collagen? Collagen is generally considered to be a safe and non-toxic daily supplement. And most people won't experience adverse side effects. Still, some have reported symptoms such as unpleasant taste, feeling overly full, or other stomach complaints.
And that's good for dieting then, right?
Maybe. Symptoms of collagen vascular disease. This is too much collagen. Fatigue, muscle weakness, fever, body aches, joint pain, skin rash.
I mean, that's if you overdose in crazy amounts, I guess, for long periods of time.
Interesting.
But yeah, I think two doses will be fine. What do you reckon?
I think a man of your size
definitely
should be all right.
Yeah, and it was, if it speeds up the process, so I might have one tonight.
Do you reckon the collagen supplementation is good if you've got an injury, or do you think everyone should take it habitually?
I think you can't go wrong with everyone taking it, because if it strengthens your hair, skin, connective tissue, then if you think about it like in the long term, you might get stronger, especially if your joints are stronger.
You lose it as you get older, don't you?
Anyway, yeah. So I think it will be good. You just have it every morning.
Now we're the elder statesmen that we are.
I think once you get plus 30, definitely, you know, you need to now look at all sorts of different ways you can stay in the game for longer.
Well, talking of getting past 30, if on the last episode, you remember that I did my testosterone test.
Yes, that's right.
And I got my results back, and it did actually specify that I had slightly below average testosterone, which is kind of good to hear, because obviously as a kind of good and bad to hear.
Get on that TRT, mate.
Because it's bad to hear because it's like, oh, that's annoying. But it's kind of good to hear because it's like, oh, that kind of explains why I don't look like you.
I mean, I wouldn't say that. I mean, someone could have really high testosterone, but the genetics, other genetics are just real poor. But it might be holding you back a little bit for your own potential.
Well, obviously, I'm 36 now, officially. I do diet quite dramatically often, so I'm probably not helping myself.
No, so I would say, like, what's your plans now in terms of, like, body composition?
Well, I've just come back from holiday, so for the next week or so, I am...
I think
a little bit.
I think you should diet a little bit, then go back to just, like, eating a little bit through Christmas, okay? And then take another test then.
So do you reckon get through Christmas test in January?
Yeah, and then just see where you are.
Okay.
Because if your food, if you can get it back through food, and obviously no vigorous dieting, then do a test then, and then you can kind of really get a real...
Yeah, because ultimately I'll know whether I've improved it just through better... eating,
yeah,
less cardio, less intense training, and
so do that, and then you can go, right, okay, cool, right, there's something wrong now, that means you might need to maybe do some type of TRT if it's really low. I mean, you're on, what did you say, below average?
Yeah,
so I mean, I wouldn't say it's massive, but I know people that can get TRT doses from their doctors.
That's for testosterone replacement therapy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, where they dose you up like every 2 weeks.
If I get that, will I be jacked?
No, because it's just getting you back to normal levels. That's all it is.
Can I ask for a little bit extra? Can I have a bit more?
Yeah, I mean, they might do. I mean, if, you know, you just got to, you know, get a bit pally-pally with your doctor.
Maybe, yeah.
But it's just to get you back to normal levels, basically. Yeah,
okay.
That's all it is.
Well, we will see.
But yeah, see where your levels
it's
are.
It's interesting.
No, it is.
Especially as I'm getting older now, I do still want to look epic.
Like I said, as soon as you go past 30, they start to drop, you know, so...
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we will persevere with that one. That one's to be continued.
That's a good little journey follow that one.
We've been on a journey together for many years.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so collagen, there you go. Maybe I need some of that. Maybe that.
Yeah, definitely. I'm definitely going to dose up on this. Let me smell it. I love this smell. This flavor is wild berry flavor. Can you just imagine that? Imagine a berry. Oh, it's not.
Do you ever thought about doing voiceover?
You put it with water. Real nice. It smells a little bit
like a tango.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Like a tropical tango.
Yeah, yeah. But it is really nice with water, 100%.
You have been told, people, try your collagen, especially if you're recovering from an injury like Bonehead over here with his snapped Achilles.
Exactly.
But yeah, talking of things you can't do, let's talk about improving technique on leg extensions. In this feature we will call Techers Talk. Like that?
That sounded a bit like...
Techers Talk.
No, X Factor.
Yeah.
yeah.
Ryan John Baptiste. Yeah, so Techers Talk. Toe pointing. More specifically, leg extension. So I saw someone post about this the other day. It's something that I do consider, but I never actually bother with.
We've done it. We've done it together. I've done it with you before.
Yeah, I just feel...
Or was it with Stace? I've done it with one of you.
I just feel like it's something that you see occasionally,
yeah.
but no one ever really goes, drills into the detail of...
No, it definitely does.
Does it matter which way you point your toes when you do a leg extension? And if it does matter, what is it affecting? Ryan, over to you.
So, like, it's very slight. Okay, it's not, like, massive, like it's going to hit this area massively. It's just small percentages. But it also depends on whether you lean forward or you lean back as well. There's so many different variables to it.
To do
right?
with how to kind of like the tension on the muscle. Yeah,
exactly. So, you know, just bear that in mind as well. But if you just sit back on your chair as you would as a normal human being, and you point your feet forward, you will slightly hit more of the head of your quads. But you have to really point forward, not just like have your leg hanging, just like normal. You have to actually point your feet, like plantar flex it, yeah, towards the front, all the way down. And you will feel a little bit more in the front of your, like the top of your quads.
Uh-huh.
If you bend it, like your leg, your toes pointing to the ceiling or more towards you as much as you can, depending on your flexibility, you will feel it a little bit higher, okay?
So that wasn't even my question. Mine were left and right pointing.
Left
you're
and
now,
right.
Yeah, so oh, okay. you're talking about pointing your toes forward and back, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, what I see people doing okay. is where they point their toes like that, and like that.
Okay, inwards so they're outwards. Actually turning their... Oh, that went loud. They're actually turning their actual leg, not their feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're actually turning their whole leg.
Yeah, but by pointing the toes is what is turning the leg, isn't it?
Well, if you think about
you
it...
You can't turn your feet left and right without turning the leg.
Yeah, so you have to turn the leg.
Yeah.
So it's not turning your toes, it's turning your leg.
You're making me sound like Karate Kid now. Yeah. Turn the leg! Turn the leg!
But what I'm saying to you, you can't turn your foot without turning your leg.
Yeah.
So you have to turn your leg.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Fine, but that's basically what I'm getting at.
You can't turn your toes without turning your leg.
That's basically what I'm getting at here.
Yeah, so basically, yes, it will hit certain areas as well because that's what is actually pointing upwards. On the machine.
But can I... So obviously if you turn your legs outwards, then in my mind,
slightly
I'm thinking
enough.
It's more like VMO, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and you can feel it as well when you if you do it properly.
And so if you point them inwards, you're what? Getting more on the outside of the quad?
Outer section. Yeah.
So we've just kind of stumbled across here effectively five different positions.
But or you just do... Just put your leg normal and hit all of them.
Right. So that's... Well, that's basically, Ryan, why I'm asking this fucking question.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I'm trying to say to you,
yeah.
is there a point in doing that or should you just do more neutral foot position leg extensions?
Yeah, so your question is, okay, so there's probably two reasons why you wouldn't, maybe more, I'm just off the top of my head. The only reason why, one of the reason one, if you're a bodybuilder and you've got a weak, I don't know, outer part of your quads, okay, or your VMO is slightly under, then you might need to do all that kind of jazz, yeah? If maybe it's for rehab purposes, then maybe. But if you're just a normal gym goer, just want to look half decent.
Just wants really good legs.
Yeah, it looks half decent and lose some weight or just be healthy, then just do it like it says on the machine.
So for
look at the diagram on the machine
so
and do that.
Even for most bodybuilders, you would say you can, unless there's something glaringly obvious that you're lacking, just do it normally.
Just do it normal because then that means you're going to keep symmetry in all three, in all four parts of your quad.
Yes. They should all work.
But everyone just wants to be obviously fancy and post things on Instagram, on YouTube, just to get the likes and the subscribers to be different. But
Ryan,
in the end of the day,
how can you say that, Ryan? You've never said that sort of thing.
Yeah, just go up and down. Unless it is for a certain reason. You're not just copying someone because they did it on Instagram. Look at your own body. If you want to build your quads and you feel it doesn't look right and you need to work one area, yeah, do single leg stuff or use both legs or, you know, jump up on the machine and do some random stuff.
Sing a happy song.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's only needed, I think, personally, if you need to hit a certain area.
Okay. Well, that's good. I'm
glad.
Or
for weakness in a certain area, yeah.
That's kind of cleared it up better than I expected because it both says that, yes, it does do something, but it also says you don't need to do it unless you've got very specific requirements.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's quite, does that make sense?
I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
I'm happy with that. I mean unusually,
that,
right?
That wasn't out of a science book. That was just like common sense.
Common sense.
Common.
Unusually, right? And that has made a lot of sense from you. So yes. I thank you for that.
Yes, all the home study I'm doing.
So good. Have you learned anything new in your kind of like, while you're locked away?
Not really. You just learned to stay positive. Really.
How to...
I'm always been positive anyway.
How know. To scuba dive to find old wreckages of boats.
And yeah, I've been watching a lot of documentaries, I guess. Oh, to be honest, not much TV, but in the evenings, try and just chill out a bit. But yeah, just, you know, yeah. I mean, I learned a little bit of scuba diving, I guess. What else? That's about it, I think. Yeah.
So we'll come on to World of Sport to finish in a minute. But before we do, I mean, normally we do Insta Corner, but neither of us have anything particularly too annoying about Instagram.
Not too annoying, just the normal, I guess.
Just the usual. Yeah. You guys are, you know, still doing the usual stuff. I'm trying to think. I'll have to make a few notes for the next show.
What do you think the future of Instagram is? What do you see, like, okay, let's say the next 10 years?
For me at the moment, or for the next 10 years, I mean, the thing that annoys me about Instagram at the moment...
What way they're going? What direction?
Well, they annoy me because... I obviously do marketing work for people, and they brought out IGTV. So I had to do a load of, so the minute they bring out something new, they push it. So when I had to do a load of IGTV work for people, then now Reels has taken over because they're trying to be TikTok.
Oh gosh. Yeah. I haven't even done one of those yet.
And because of Reels is their new big thing, whenever you post IGTV now, it gets half as many views. But if you post TikTok, it will get loads of views. They get loads of views because they prioritize it.
They're pushing it more.
Yeah, and that's how, this is a little insight on social media for you guys. That's how Instagram works. So at the moment, guys, if you want people to view your stuff, you won't necessarily get loads of likes on Reels, but you get a ton of views because it appears at the top of Discover and all that sort of stuff. So yeah, but where is Instagram going? It's a good question. I mean, evidently, it's a one-stop shop, isn't it? Because essentially, you can buy products through Instagram now.
Yeah, you can, yeah.
You can do everything through Instagram. You can make phone calls through Instagram. You can, obviously, we all talk through it. You can do everything on it now. Videos, one-hour videos, all that stuff. It's a bit of everything.
Mm. Do you think it's too much? Do you think they're doing too much with it?
Potentially, yeah. Mm. I think they've kind of got lost their way a little bit. They're not... Yeah. You know,
they're not niche in one thing.
Instagram was awesome because it was just photos with a caption, and it was still micro blogging in the sense that people used it to blog with a good photo attached to it. But then it just got more and more and more and more and more. So I don't know. It's changed, and also the nature of it means that the algorithm affects that. Even if people follow you, you're only going to get 10% of your followers organically seeing your posts
if
anyway.
If that.
And that's because they encourage people to pay for the advertising. Yeah. So it's all just a bit messed up.
Mm.
But again, people have not tuned in for us to talk about that on this episode.
Yeah, we could do that on another one, I reckon.
So
definitely.
Ryan and I could probably do a seminar on marketing, especially for you PTs out there. Imagine the power that we could give to people.
Crazy. No, literally crazy. Crazy.
How, I mean, from a... videography perspective.
I've even got secrets that I could share.
From a photography perspective, from a marketing, from a geofencing, from...
Crazy. Like, that's another topic anyway, another show.
You need to message in if you want to hear that because we're going to need to dig deep for that one.
So many ideas.
We've got a lot to bring to you, so we need you to want this one. But yeah, so finish up on the show. Instead of Insta Corner, and before we do World of Sport, overheard in the gym. This is a great one. This is great. So in the gym, there's always the fuck boys in the gym that do the stupid things. Oh, before I go, there's a guy that I've seen, I think I've posted him before, but oh my God, he just sits flexing. When he's not pressing weights or anything, he's just flexing every muscle looking for something.
He's like, got music on his ears as well.
I don't know. He seems like a nice enough lad, but I mean, he doesn't look terrible, but ultimately, like, he's not that lean or anything, but he's just permanently flexing and looking for the gains, I think.
Whatever floats his boat, I guess.
Yeah, crack on, mate. Yeah, you do.
If it makes him feel good.
But I was in the gym the other day, and there was a member who in there who obviously doesn't know much about training, but you know, you can't expect everyone to know about it, and that's what the PTs are for, isn't it, Ryan?
Yeah, no, exactly. That's
the PTs are right? Professionals. You're a professional. You're a personal trainer. So he turned to the personal trainer and pointed at two machines. One was these are two bodyweight machines. One was the back extension bodyweight machine, which is that little kind of triangular shape one you lean over. And the other one was a glute ham raise machine, which is a bit like that, but a more advanced version that you lock your ankles into and you do glute ham raises. And he said to the personal trainer, "What do those machines do over there?" And this is obviously a very new personal trainer, a young lad. And he turned around and said, oh yeah, those are their ab machines. They're for training your abs. And I was just like...
Did you say... You was there, right?
Yeah.
Did you say anything?
Of course I did.
Oh, you did?
I stepped in.
Oh, did you?
I stepped in. I said, "Motherfucker, you wrong."
So did you step in?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
I wasn't going to stand back and...
No. So he... Go on. Let's role play it.
Well, this role... it wasn't like I aggressively stepped in.
So what did you say, right? So I've just... Okay, I'm that PT... Those are abs. Yeah, oh yeah, those two. They work your abs.
No, it was more like yeah, those two.
Yeah, your abs. You know this bit here. You know that one.
In it, bruv.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, you need to. That's it. Exactly. And I was like, can I? No, they don't. Then actually, they're
who are you,
not
bruv? Who are you?
I was like, they're not really for that. I was like, no.
Hey, bruv. Don't butt in, bro.
No, he's young, so he was like, he knows who I am, and he knows that I know shit, right?
Right, okay.
And I was like, actually, that's a back extension machine you lean over, and that's a glute ham raise designed for the hamstrings and the glutes and everything. And yeah, I mean, you can sort of do abs on the glute ham raise, but it's actually not advised to do that because you end up overextending. It's not actually too good for you. So yeah.
So what did the man say?
And the man,
the customer.
The customer didn't really say a lot just because he was just like, he's already trying to absorb too much information to begin with.
Okay.
And then the PT was like, oh, is it? He literally was, chew that.
Is it? Chew that.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then I put my headphones on and walked off. I was like, fuck's sake. This is what we're dealing with.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
So be very careful whose opinion you ask for in the gym. Maybe ask the kind of older, more well-respected looking, like people with good muscle in the gym. Don't ask the idiots in the AirPods posing in front of the mirror because...
I've got AirPods.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I've got AirPods.
Yeah, you're an AirPod prick as well. I mean, but the thing is...
I only got one though, so I'm a bit
you've
different.
Lost one.
Yeah, I only got one. This is a bit different.
This is why you shouldn't have stuff like that because...
I lost that a while back.
Was that before they broke into your car?
Yeah, a long time before that.
So you've been running on one AirPod for a long time now?
Yeah, I don't actually use it for like training. I just use it for work. So
So anyway,
I'm
half an AirPod prick.
Yeah, yeah.
These are the guys that normally right. So AirPods for whatever reason give you a license. So if you see them out,
a license to be a prick.
Yeah, because first of all, you're allowed to wear them at all times, even when you're in a conversation with your mates. So people keep them in their ears at all times. Have you noticed that? So they'd be out with their mates, but they keep their AirPods in.
Yeah, I guess so.
Or you're training with your mates, but you keep your AirPods in.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're listening to music, like it's on down low, like ambient kind of like. Da, 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 da.
That's why I got one in, one out, so I can hear one person.
Groups of lads, they've all got their AirPods in. I don't know why.
Maybe they can talk through it and they all can hear each other.
Obviously they can. Obviously they can hear each other, but I think you have to wear them. I'm thinking of just leaving like my electric toothbrush head just in hanging out my ear. It looks very similar. And then the guys in the gym, yeah, they train together. They're all wearing their AirPods and talking to each other. They have to talk a little bit louder, which is also annoying. But also it gives you a license to slam the weights.
So when
you finish your set, if you've got AirPods on, like you do a lat pull down and you just let go. And it just goes boom.
I've seen it happen many a time. Oh, even a seated row.
Seated row is another one. Yeah. Saw a guy doing... rear delt like cable flies, and he would just basically finish and just let go.
Yeah,
so like, the whole gym just looks around and he's just like completely oblivious to the noise, Like, maybe he likes the attention. I don't know.
Maybe.
So many people like that. Yeah. Don't do that.
All right. Anyway, let's move on. I know you can go on for ages on it. I know what you're about. I know what you're about.
we've all got our grievances to air.
Yeah.
But finally, World of Sport. Ryan's World of Sport.
So you go first.
Okay. Well, we like a little bit of lighthearted sport. Ryan and I like our sport. I've kind of ditched football, so you might have to tell me if anything good is going on in football at the moment.
Not really, no. Arsenal doing okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, Reading are top of the Championship.
Are they?
We have not...
got 16 points.
We have not lost this season in 6 games.
Championship?
Yeah.
Is that the one just under the Premiership?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got 16 points.
Yeah, we're top of the league.
Yeah, actually, I didn't see that you was, but I saw the points. I saw someone with 16.
So that means that I'm allowed to show an interest now because they're doing all right. I can be a glorious supporter.
You know, you could definitely make the playoffs, you know.
Well, don't talk to me about playoffs. The amount of times Reading have got to playoff final and got knocked out.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you didn't know, that is where I'm from. I was born in Reading.
I like that. You actually support someone there where you live. There's people like that live in London and support Liverpool. Like, how does that even work?
Yeah, I mean, there's no point me having an allegiance to another team.
Yeah.
I'm not a massive football fan, but I'm from Reading. So if they're doing well, I'm pleased about it.
Yeah.
But as we all know, experienced podcast listeners, NBA, basketball, is where I'm at.
I have no idea what's happened. Fill me in and the listeners that don't watch basketball.
If you're not up to speed with it, in the last 2 weeks, the Lakers, my team that I've followed for a while, won it all. They won the world championships. They are champions.
Who's the main man in Lakers?
LeBron James, man. Get with the program.
So did he carry the team like Michael Jordan?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Him and
So here's a question. Michael Jordan or James?
We could.
I got a post for you. Did I send it to you?
No.
I'll send it to you.
So I think first of all, you can't have that argument until LeBron James retires. Because how can you compare a man who's still going? You don't know how many more he's going to win.
How old is he?
He is 36. He's about to turn 36.
So what's the normal kind of retirement age?
To be honest, around now. But because he's so physically incredible.
Still fit.
And fit. And the way he trains. He's a bit like Ronaldo.
Right. He doesn't really get injured.
He doesn't get injured. Yeah. Well, he did last season, but he's come back from it just as
good.
But
he's strong, isn't he?
He's super strong. As he's grown in his career, he's just got stronger and stronger.
Trying to find that thing. Carry on. I'm going to try and find it.
I think he's got a couple of seasons left. He's got a couple of championship winning seasons left to go.
So tell me, so far, if he's got 2 years to go, can he exceed
MJ? Well, Jordan...
Because for me, MJ's on another
MJ
world.
MJ got 6 rings.
The thing, it's not even about that.
I know that. I agree that.
Look, it's like Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not about what he did in the ring. He lost quite a few times, Muhammad Ali, but it's what he brought with the whole package in and out of the ring.
But if we're saying that, then LeBron definitely is the GOAT because.
Oh, okay. I don't know enough about James. So.
Simply because he's done so much for the communities that he came from. He started his I Promise School, which basically gives education to, gives scholarships to all the children for free. They all eat for free.
But I mean, Jordan's done a lot of charity work as well.
Yeah, but...
But has he got that... what I mean is like...
The gravitas.
Just the... He brought a film. Did he do 2 films? Space Jam, or was it 1?
Well, don't forget that you...
The 1 or 2?
He did 1 Space Jam, I think.
Right.
But
That was a big movie.
Yeah, but the next Space Jam with LeBron James is coming out next year.
But I'm talking about... Is that going to be as... It might be good, actually.
LeBron James
might be good.
Is the biggest sports person in the world right now.
Right now. But because normally the first person that does all this is normally the man. Yeah?
I think...
Like, you could say James is kind of like, has a path to follow.
But
whereas
like,
MJ just did it.
But with LeBron James, he admits himself, and he has to do this all the time. He is... I can guarantee he's fed up of this question about is he better than Michael Jordan. Ultimately, he looked up to Michael Jordan. He wears number 23 because of Michael Jordan.
Exactly, yeah.
It's a bit unfair on him. He wants to be the best, which is great.
This is why I think MJ's number one, because he had no one really to follow by.
He was the trailblazer.
Yeah, exactly.
He was the man.
Yeah. I mean, his career, like, he walks into a room, you know he's there.
Yeah.
But is that the same with LeBron?
Yeah, it pretty much is. Like,
is it?
The whole league. Yeah. Every, like, there's these players on Lakers who basically said it was their dream to play alongside him and to win a championship with him.
How many has he?
He's got four now.
How many did MJ get?
Six.
That's a lot more, isn't it?
But
if he's only got two more years,
but LeBron, say. LeBron's been to 10 finals.
10.
He went
and only won four.
Yeah, but because he's carried rubbish teams.
Hold on a minute. He still got to the finals. It's like the team must have been good.
Only because of him.
But he didn't win. So how many? So he's lost six.
Yeah,
so that's a lot.
Yeah, but MJ only got to six. He didn't.
Won
six.
All right, okay.
Yeah, so but, what I'm saying but now, then surely getting to the finals and losing in finals is better than not getting
even
to the finals
if MJ,
at all.
You got to remember, MJ went. Look, you watched his documentary, right?
Yeah.
MJ
went. I can't believe we're having this
MJ
argument.
MJ went to baseball and played a whole season, maybe more.
Yeah, badly.
Bad, whatever. But wasn't in the top
and
league.
And came back
and still did his thing.
Yeah, but that was only because
multi-sport.
Of the shutdown of NBA for a season.
But he is the man. I mean, come on.
Oh, no.
You watched your documentary, didn't you?
Yeah, of course I did.
How many times did you watch it?
I love that documentary. I've only watched it once. I will watch it again because I wanted to
give
it time.
Yeah.
But I think the problem is you've got two different eras of people arguing here. You've got the era of people that grew up with Jordan and you've got the era of people that grew up with LeBron. Now, I never watched Jordan play because I only got into basketball in James's era.
Mm.
So for me, I'm going to resonate with him, aren't I? Whereas if I grew up with James, how would I ever say someone was better than him?
I never really watched it back then, but I had the game, Chicago Bulls, and I was always Chicago Bulls.
Yeah, why would you? Yeah.
Scottie Pippen, MJ, you know, always them. So
the thing is, if you watch enough Jordan highlight reels, you'll think he's incredible. If you watch enough James highlight reels, you'll see the stuff that he does.
I mean, highlight reels is picking out the best parts.
But this is it. But this is what you have. This is what most people's experience of Jordan is.
The good games.
The good stuff. So it's hard to say.
Yeah, it's hard.
And also, it's like saying, was Maradona better than Ronaldo?
Or Messi,
Thing. Because they're generational.
Yeah.
And the games were different. The plays were different. Yeah. The physicality was different.
Everything was different. Yeah.
You just can't have that argument.
I think you can.
They're
generational
goats. I don't think you can be the greatest of all time in a sport that has evolved.
Yeah, because everything is different. Yeah, I understand. And back then and in the future. So,
correct.
Yeah, I understand that.
I'm going to put my microphone down now.
Yeah.
We've
gotten a bit excited there.
We did say at the beginning of the show, in our World of Sports section, we were going to bring an all-new sport that people may not have considered. And you and I have both been seeing a bit of this on social media, and it's taking the world a little bit by storm, right? And I think maybe it could be good for you, especially with your leg out of action now. It is known as slap fighting.
Or slap game.
Slap game.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to call it. Basically, two guys stand over a table a bit like this. I don't know if you want to.
Should we do it?
Should we do it? And they get to take turns.
So this is for YouTube.
In slapping. So I have to stand here.
You got
to
hold on, right?
I pretend that I'm standing.
And
I hold onto the table.
Bang!
And you reach across.
Bang!
Like that. And then I've got my team of people behind
to
catch me if I'm about to bloody pass out. And then prop me back up again. And then I either have to pretend like that was nothing or obviously I'm messed up.
So do I get a point if I knock you out?
We need to get the rules, actually.
Yeah.
I think you have to knock people out.
Yeah.
But then it's my turn to slap you.
Yeah, if you've recovered, I guess.
What a sport.
I mean,
fancy a bit of that?
How do you even train for that? You're just slapping each other every day, like...
It's a bit like arm wrestling technique.
What do you reckon?
It?
How do you think they train in a gym? Like cable crossovers?
But they properly go long arm.
Yeah,
like,
so it's cable crossover.
It's a fully straight outstretched arm. That they never a bent arm I've seen. I think it's got to be straight, you know. I reckon legally it's got to be a straight arm.
I
haven't looked into the rules, but I bet you it's got to be.
Hard though, isn't it? Yeah, it's a lot of chest movement. Yeah.
So yeah, watching that reminded me of... when I first ever trained with Ryan, when I was getting to know him as my coach, I went for a workout with him, his legs. And we were in mid-session and he turns around like with an angry face and going, slap me. Said slap me. I was like, what? Slap me. I was like, what? Just fucking slap me. So I did not know what was going on at this point because I was still quite new to it all. So I gave him the most pathetic little kind of like, it was like that.
It wasn't even that.
And you were like, what the fuck was that? And then you just got on with your rep. And I was like, I just like did not know what to make of that.
I think I must have had a lot on the bar at the time, and I was we've probably warmed up as well.
But even then, right, yeah. Like subsequent to that, you never asked me to do that since.
Because it's no point. I might as well run into a wall.
I've never seen you ask anyone to do that since.
Well, because
what brought that on? Were you trying to like intimidate me early on?
Just the experience of like
you wanted me to know.
To know what it's about, you know. Not about just getting slapped, about the levels and the deepness you need to go to to grow, you know?
Maybe you should do that with all new clients.
Yeah.
You should basically do the slap test.
Slap test and see what they've got.
See if they're willing to take a slap, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to slap them.
Yeah. I think I've slapped you once on the inclined chest.
Yeah, I don't mind a slap on the chest or on the shoulders, but...
No, it was in your face.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll try that next time. Maybe we should do that before a show.
Maybe, to wake us up.
Have a game of slaps. Do you ever play slaps at school where you kind of have to move your hand out of the way?
Yes.
Who can move the hand out of the way?
Yeah.
Are you any good at that?
I was pretty good, pretty fast.
So like you have to put your feet and hands
you
like
move
this.
Out of the way.
Yeah.
Like that, yeah. See? Quick.
Don't lose it.
Don't lose it, look. Oh, am I getting you? So I get you.
You get three goes, don't you? If you move... Yeah, if you twitch, then you get a slap. Best game. See, school, does people still do that at school?
No, they play, they sit down and do rubbish.
They're on their phones.
Yeah, on their phones, there you go.
They're on Instagram looking for likes.
That's it.
TikTok.
Yeah, TikTok.
Bloody TikTok. People I know on TikTok have got like millions of followers who now live in a big mansion house.
Do they?
It's like these young...
Oh, the young ones, yeah.
The young ones, mate. TikTok's for young people.
Yeah.
We're past all that. Yeah. We do professional things. We're here trying to earn a living and keep...
Especially for now, right now. I mean, TikTok might get bigger in the future in terms of business side, so I don't know.
But Reels, mate. Reels. Can't keep up with social media, guys, and we have to. We actually, for our jobs, we have to.
You have to be on top, yeah.
So we do stay on top, and that's an episode for another day. But I think we've exhausted ourselves a little bit.
How long was that?
Well, it's a long one. It's about an hour and 15.
Oh, wow.
Not bad. I mean, it was a solid episode.
Yeah.
Brought a lot to the table.
Definitely. Guys, make sure if you're listening to this on Apple, what can they do, Chris?
On Apple, they can like it, they subscribe to it, they can rate it out of 5 stars.
Is it a rate or they can write a review as
well? They can review it and star it. I don't actually know if we've had any recent...
So I know you can definitely review. So give us a review for this one.
Yeah.
And maybe review with a comment saying like what you would like us to talk about on the next few episodes.
I don't know if you can rate on Spotify or not, but we are very much on Spotify. Yeah.
And again, guys, for you guys and girls that are watching here on YouTube, don't forget to give us a thumbs up.
Yeah,
that
please
does
do
help the video.
I'm trying to see if I can go to the show here. Oh, here we go. Is that
on Spotify?
No, I'm on
Apple.
Apple.
You got to scroll right down to the bottom.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, it's right down the bottom. Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Most recent review. Yeah, it was earlier this year.
Oh, was it? Okay, so we need some more reviews, guys, because it helps the podcast
it's
grow.
5 stars again. I mean, we've had 14 ratings, mate.
So we need more than that.
But get this right, 14 ratings, every single one of them, 5 stars.
Yeah, so we need more of those.
That's 100% 5-star rating.
So let's get
fun
more.
Fun and informative listen, someone said.
Yeah.
Someone else said, very informative. Both guys know what they're talking about, enhancing the listener's fitness knowledge with every podcast.
Yeah, so let's get some more reviews because it helps the podcast.
Someone said, I never liked podcasts, but after hearing about these two, I decided to give it a listen. Very well presented and keep you interested the whole way through.
There you go.
I mean, that's only true if you're still listening right now because it means you've done the whole episode.
Well done to you.
Are you still here?
Are you still watching? Are you still listening?
Well, if you are still here, it's about time that we said goodbye. Thank you for listening. It's been a fun episode.
Yes, we're going to try and get a guest on the next one.
Yeah, I mean, it all got disrupted a little bit when you disrupted yourself or
disrupted with a pop.
With a pop. You went out with a bang.
Yeah.
That'll teach you for trying to play AstroTurf football at over 100 kilos.
Yeah, I mean, I shouldn't have done that. Yeah.
Yep. We're not getting any younger.
No.
And on that note, we are off to survive another COVID-related day. We'll come back to you with the latest on that. And yeah, thanks for listening.
Thank you very much, and we'll speak soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.